The ninth day. Sightseeing in Kazan.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your guide. My name is Galina.
Good afternoon. We're glad to see you, Galina.
I'll show you Kazan, the capital of the Republic of Tatarstan. We'll see the most interesting sights.
Well, let's start.
We are at the Kazan railway station, one of the best railway stations in Russia. Our route takes us to the splendid Kremlin. Kazan spreads out on the left bank of the River Volga. After the construction of the Volga hydroelectric station and Kuybyshev water reservoir, Kazan is the port of five seas, the largest river port in Europe.
Excuse me, please. Would you be so kind to tell me what is there in the middle of the river on the left hand?
It's the monument which was founded on the place of common graves of warriors who died in Kazan's conquest in 1552. After the Volga's overflow, the monument is on an island.
Thank you.
Let's walk a little.
What an exciting view we're having from here.
Look over there, please. You see the pyramid, cultural and entertaining center. It's an attractive place for having an unforgettable rest. And it's very popular with the citizens and the guests of the city.
Yesterday we were at the concerts of pop singers there, and so disco club. We could do bowling, go to a training gym, dine in a restaurant. It was a pleasure.
Different ceremonies of the Republic and federal importance take place here.
I see the circus and the sports palace.
Right you are. Close to it, there is the central stadium. Kazan has been preparing for the Universiade. Many sports complexes have been built here. On your left is the Spasskaya Tower, the chief tower of the Kazan Kremlin. The total area of the Kremlin territory is about 150,000 square meters.
Oh, I see a wonderful clock there.
Right you are. At the end of the 18th century, the clock with a ring of bells was set on it. This clock is with automatic striking. At night, people see its light. The height of the tower is more than 46 meters.
Oh, I know it. It's the Kul Sharif Mosque. Its new building's foundation was laid on Muslim national holiday, Uraza Bayram, in 1996.
At the same time, it's a part of the State Historical Architectural and Art Museum Reservation Kazan Kremlin, which was founded in 1999. On the left, you can see the Sumbike Tower, an architectural symbol of Kazan. Tatar national architectural elements make it unique.
The tower was named after Tsarina Sumbike. It is one of the world's falling towers. It was built in the 17th century as a watchtower, am I right?
Yes, you are. There you can see the President's Palace. It's the residence of the President of the Republic of Tatarstan. The Tainitskaya Tower is the north gate of the Kremlin. Kremlovskaya Street is in front of you. It's one of the oldest and most beautiful streets in the city.
I'm awfully sorry to interrupt you, Galina, but look, the monument to Musa Jalil, a hero and a poet, stands. I know his poems.
On the left, you can see the building of city's administration. On the right, the State Museum of the Republic of Tatarstan, which was opened in 1894.
Is it famous Kazan University?
Yes, it's a geological department of Kazan Federal University. There are many universities in our city where young people of different nationalities study. The University of Kazan was founded in 1804 by Emperor Alexander I.
And what's about Bauman Street?
Go straight ahead, please. Bauman Street, the central street in Kazan, stretches from the bank of the River Kazanka to Tukai Square, with a theater named after Galiaskar Kemal. Nowadays, it's a footpath, a trade and cultural center of Kazan. Our excursion has come to the end. Thank you for your attention and your knowledge about our city. I wish you luck.
Thank you very much. Kazan is by all means one of the most beautiful cities in the world.